I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You know what's funny about when you got a long-term girlfriend? Sometimes you come quick and you don't care. Are you there? Are you there when you come quick? You go, well, I guess I just
had one of those recently. It was relatively quick.
Are we talking about 14 pumps, 15 pumps?
It wasn't quick, but it was like maybe 3 minutes.
That's pretty quick.
It's like, it was two positions. And then I was like, wait, am I about to? Oh, wait, no.
That's the worst.
It's like, you feel the control. And then it's like, you just slip. And then it's like.
It's over, dude.
It's kind of like a game of Jenga. It's like, you're good. You're pulling them out. And then sometimes you just pull in that, like, you know, you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And you went a little too fast. And you, and you pull it and you see it wobbling. And you're like, there's no going back.
It's already wobbling. You and can't.
The funniest part is when you try to get in those extra three pumps, like that's going to matter. Like she's going to be like, well, thank God you dicked me down for an extra 4 seconds.
Well, in those moments, I came. No, you didn't.
Well, that's what's always funny about condoms is you can nut in it and get an extra like 3 pumps out of it.
Oh, dude, I think you get extra. Like if you keep going, you get extra.
Eventually
like,
it just gets sad. Maybe she doesn't feel it once it like softens up a little bit. But deep down in yourself, you're like, I'm so soft right
yeah,
now.
I'm giving you about 61 to 62%.
It looks like just silly putty just coming out and going back in. Was that the shit that was pink, like him in the egg?
Yeah.
Silly
yeah,
putty?
Silly putty. Mm-hmm. Silly putty. I used to eat that shit.
I used to eat chapstick.
Really? How much?
The whole stink.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm talking about? My sister used to always have like the flavor chapstick and be like lemonade or like chocolate. And I would just open it up and just bite them. To the point where my mom had to yell at me one day. She's like, stop eating your sister's chapstick. Like, that's not food. And I was like,
then why does it smell like food? I want to stop making
chapstick. Skittles flavor. You telling me that's not Skittles?
Chapstick is making eggs and bacon?
I don't believe it.
Fuck. Dude, my little niece and nephew just got a, what's it called? Like a food truck.
You know,
like
what?
That's where we're at right now with kids' toys. They got a whole food truck.
What do you mean?
Like a kid size food truck where they can like pretend they're making.
They can get in the bitch?
Oh yeah. It's not, they don't can't drive it, but it's like, you know, it's maybe like 3 feet high.
We finna put them to work.
Oh yeah, dude. Sometimes I go and say, I want my food, please. And they make it for me. It's the cutest thing in the world.
Do you eat it?
I mean, it's not like real food.
Play-Doh
bro.
And Kraft singles?
It's just plastic.
Oh.
Everything's plastic.
I thought it was like Easy Bake Oven type shit.
No. Everything's plastic, but it's just so funny. Like that's how like, integrated the food trucks are in the culture now that they're making it for kids.
I want to try Easy Bake Oven food. I'm curious.
Is Easy Bake Oven just like, does it actually work?
Yeah. It takes forever because it's like just hot light bulbs, but it's like, it's literally like foolproof. It's like water and a mixture and you make like brownies and they cook it with like a light bulb. Probably gives you cancer, to be honest.
Not probably. I mean, you're cooking it with an LED light.
If you have coronavirus and you just put yourself under that lamp, you're good.
You're good.
Easy Bake Oven, Easy Bake, good.
What? So Easy Bake is it like a toaster, or is it just
essentially?
Like
it's like a plastic toaster that's white and pink.
I can't believe they give that to like little, like fucking little kids. An Easy Bake Oven, like just like that seems so fucking dangerous. Just give it to a goddamn 4-year-old to be like, hey, make some corn muffins.
Easy Bake.
Yo, have you ever had corn muffins with a side of vanilla ice cream?
No.
God.
Sounds fantastic.
Damn.
Yeah, so this shit literally looks like it's tiny. Oh yeah, they got these little prong things.
Let me see.
So there's like an old school one. This is like the new school one. It's literally like it's just you like put it in one side and then it comes out the other side. It's like how they toast shit at like Quiznos or like Subway. They put the bread in and it comes out.
Yeah, yeah. Did Quiznos stop?
I don't know.
I haven't seen a Quiznos.
I think Quiznos is a drug front and they just dipped. I think they made their money and dipped to Cuba.
You ever walk in a place, you go, this is a front?
Yes, all the time. Any place that's cash only?
Front.
Yeah.
Walking to a place in New York that just said, that literally had cartoon, it just said pizza. No.
Well, it's also funny that you just see something random. It's like Tom's Burgers, number 5. And you're like, what? I don't think there's one through four.
Where's four? It's not exist.
Four is code for the inmates. All right. But there's so many places where you walk in and you're just like, you mean this pastry right here that expired in 2018? You're supposed to believe that this is a real store?
Yeah, what is this for?
Yeah, all that restock is a Gatorade and Arizona iced teas, and you're like, that's fine.
And they're all warm? And they're like old flavors?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, every liquor store that I've ever been to in my life has a tax and CV charge. There used to be a liquor store that I used to live by in Santa Monica. And the dude, if you didn't call him out, he would like charge you like an extra $4. Like if you weren't like, yo, in Arizona's a dollar and the ice cream was $7. I don't know how that came out to like $14. And he'd be like, tax and CV. Like he would just like say some shit.
What the fuck is CV?
I don't know.
Oh, credit card tax, whatever. That credit card tax is fucking garbage.
So stupid.
It's like, crazy. The credit card company charges y'all or charges the business to use a credit card. What type of fucking shit is that?
It's genius. But then I feel like the liquor stores take that code and then double it. It's like some places it's like, oh, it's an extra $2. You want to use a card here?
No.
Okay, can I use cash? Oh, we're cashless.
Arco does that shit. You want to use a debit card? 35 cents. Man, fuck you.
Yeah.
35 cents every single time someone uses a debit card?
Think about how many fill-ups they have a day.
That's what I'm saying. They make $70 billion.
Yeah.
All fucking debit card charges. Stupid sluts.
Yeah, it's...
Are hookers taking Square money?
Probably.
That's crazy.
Venmo, Cash App.
Venmo, Cash App, all of it. Just, can you imagine just getting ahead and you're like, what's your Venmo?
I heard this girl was like giving a guy a lap dance and she was like, oh, let me put my number in your phone, pulled up Venmo.
Yes.
Venmoed herself. Yes. Moolah.
Yes.
And it's like, if one of those apps, it might be like Zelle or some shit. Once you send it, you can't get it back.
Yeah. Good for her.
Genius.
I love it.
Finesse.
I mean, listen.
And that dude was like, wow, that's a long ass fucking phone number. Did you forget your phone number?
Your phone number
She's calling her bank? What? Yeah, I'm going to transfer $40,000 right now.
Your phone number is $70,000?
Why do you have to call the IRS for your phone number? Is that Verizon? But like at that point, first of all, you're probably a very ugly man. You bragged about your wealth or something. Like there's no, like, I don't think she would do it to a random guy. She'd have to be like, this guy's an idiot.
Yes, we passed out. Dude, that was a whole, remember that Jennifer Lopez movie called like Hustlers or whatever? They were all like strippers. Like that was like half the movie. All right. You only see Marley and me. Okay. Gabriel, do you know what I'm talking about? Hustlers?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking
about. Hustle and
Flow? But I also think a similar thing did happen in Marley and Me, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was the dog. The dog was giving someone a lap dance and the dog Venmo'd Cash App somebody.
Right.
Let me ask you this. If your dick had a Cash App, what would you name the Cash App account? It has to be a dollar sign first, whatever.
Oh.
I already know it.
Really?
I already know it. For you?
What? What would it be?
So instead of blow a load, it'd be blow. Blow a load.
Blow a load. That's great. $ blow a load. Here's a question for you real quick before we get into some sock talk. I got a quick question for you, sir. We briefly talked about this before, but I really liked you to tell the people and a more intricate answer because I don't think I got a full answer from you. Do you think you could date a girl that OnlyFans?
Yeah.
If you met her, she had OnlyFans. Not like y'all were in love and she's like, oh, fuck, I need to pay for Domino's OnlyFans.
I mean.
And she was dope. You loved her. She was great.
Yeah.
But like, that's how she made her money.
Realistically, OnlyFans. Yeah.
Showing her cooter to everyone on the block.
Yeah.
You walk in a Rite Aid and they go, hey, yo, I seen your cooch.
Yeah.
Point at you.
I mean, honestly. Somebody like Mia Khalifa has, like, she did porn for a couple years, and she dipped, and now she's just, like, if you can transform it into something, if that's your long game goal,
yeah,
then maybe, then it's weird. But if you're just doing it kind of right now, like you're in the peak of your life, you're in your 20s, you're banging hot, you're racking up money, it's like, if you get out of it eventually, like, that was a phase, it was an era, you know, one day kids are probably going to see that and be like, yo, mom, what the fuck?
Jerking off to it. God damn, mom! What is this? I like it.
Dad, whose porn is... Oh, no! Rupert! I mean, realistically, if it was like a phase type thing, or... And if you... I think there's a... The biggest thing would be success in it or not. If it was not working and she was doing sales day two, half off. I'll pay you.
That's the funniest thing in the whole world.
Then,
if you do an OnlyFans...
Bro, that's,
you gotta buy one, get one free.
That's the funny thing is like people out there are like trying to get their shit out there. So they'll be like, hey, yo, swipe up $3 today only. It's like, Value yourself more.
Yeah, you want to see these tits? Liquidation sale. Already? You've been... It's 3 days.
What holiday is on a Wednesday? It ain't even Labor Day. It's so funny. They'll be throwing it out for anything. They're like, it's Flag Day. Who trying to see my vagina? Realistically, yeah, I think I could. She's not banging any other dudes on there.
She's just sitting on cucumbers and you be cool with that?
Just bro, girls make racks.
I'm not saying she don't make racks. I'm saying she's sitting on a watermelon and fucking Brad in Vermont is fucking fisting himself to it. And you be cool with that walking down the fucking street with her?
I think so, yeah.
I think me too.
Oh, goddamn, goddamn. Stiff Sox listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you got to sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsoxpod. That is patreon.com/stiffsoxpod. Go get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.